Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So here's what we got going on today. First of all, it's a lot. We have a lot going on today. Our Thursdays and Fridays are notoriously jammed. And tell you what, staring at this core organic drink that I've got here, this Entercom. This Entercom has made a good $70 off me this week just because I have a head cold.
Why don't you stop at the gas station on the way to work like I do?
I don't know, man. So I keep going to the vending machine to get the one healthy drink that's in there, and it's like $14 a bottle, which is cheaper than the bottle of juice downstairs in the food hall.
Don't get that juice. $21 with tax.
So we got a ton to get to today. And I don't know... I don't know where I start. So Antonio Brown had a Twitter tirade, which I find to be laughable, because he's, you know, talking about the NFL doesn't care about black people or whatever. I'll get you the actual tweet. And it's like, come on, bro. They paid you $40 million. Like, you chose not to play.
He opted out of $40 million. He made about $70 before that.
Like, don't tell me that they have something against black people. Like, they've got something going on with you.
I think crazy more. I think they dislike crazy people. Greg Hardy, you know, the crazy people.
Right.
They dislike crazy. I'll go with that.
Most employers dislike crazy.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we can't argue with that assessment, yes.
But I've got that to get into, and we can. Or I've got this Devontae Parker Q&A with the Dolphins. Now,
I didn't hear it.
Okay, so here's what happened. And it's not good for listening. It's good for watching. And so I actually had Solana transcribe it. I love, as you know, when we have athletes on, I love asking favorite restaurant, favorite all-time movie, last concert you've seen. Like, I like to get to know people. I'm fascinated by people because we all have preconceived notions. Mm-hmm. You look at someone and you have a preconceived notion.
You just described my life.
Right? I mean, yes, you know, yes. I can't remember what was, we were out at an event or something, and, you know, it always happens where someone will come up to Crowder and say, oh, you probably like, you know, NWA, you know, like they'll dismiss me on it. You know, you like Mel Brooks movies. You like, and we all do that. I'm not saying that there's anything sinister at play. We all do that. But I always, you know, have ideas of who someone is. And then when you hear a Q&A, to me, that's the most interesting thing. When you find out, wow, that guy is not who I thought he was.
He's a human.
Right, he's a human.
He's not a football guy.
He's a human.
He's a human.
So I'll ask you, Devontae Parker, these are some of the questions he was asked. I have the answers in front of me. If you had to binge watch one TV show forever, which one would it be?
ER. He's always hurt. No. I thought we were playing the game, man. I was in it. ER?
It is not ER.
Oh, damn.
Excellent answer, though. That is a great answer. Devontae Parker, if you could binge watch one TV show forever, which one would it be?
Hmm. Martin? He's young, though. I don't know.
Right. I mean, that's what we do. I don't care if you're black or white. You're going to say Martin or A Different World.
I didn't go Friends or Seinfeld.
Friends is the answer.
Devontae Parker.
That's why I thought this to be the most fascinating thing that I saw all day.
Explains a lot.
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I don't want my receiver watching Friends.
I do. And that's the funny thing about this show. That's crazy.
Friends?
Friends.
He was like 10 when Friends was on.
Happens to be a good show for binge watching. It happens to be a good show for binge watching.
Is it?
I think so, because I think it like each episode plays into the next. Like, I think if you really wanted to sit down and, well, I haven't watched it for years, but I think if you wanted to sit down and watch episode after episode after episode, like, you get a really good story arc. Friends.
But then there's like 100 episodes. It never ends.
There's a lot.
Yeah, man. You got to binge watch something to end. That's my problem with binge watching. Stuff that doesn't end. I'm a good movie guy. Give me 2 hours. Start, middle, conclusion, the protagonist, antagonist, all in 3 hours. You got me. Now I got to wait 18 hours? I don't want to find the end of that.
Who does Devontae Parker say is the funniest player on the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, Jerome Baker?
Mike Gesicki.
Lie.
I'm telling you, although you could tell maybe his sense of humor. He loves Friends, and he thinks Mike Gesicki's the funniest guy.
You got to see where this guy's from. No, he went to Louisville.
He grew up in my neighborhood?
He's from, where are you from?
Highland Park.
Highland Park, Chicago. That might be where he's from.
That's funny. Yeah, I was so fascinated by that. Because remember,
Friends?
You remember earlier in the season, the Dolphins did one of these Q&As with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they asked him, what is your favorite all-time food? Do you remember what his answer was?
Chicken squares.
Chicken squares.
Like a handheld chicken
squares.
Pie.
I mean, no one's ever answered that for favorite food. No one even knew that that was a food except the Fitzpatrick family.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, no. I was fascinated by that. Chicken squares. And now you get to week 8, and I am just as fascinated by Devontae Parker's binge watch one TV show forever, Friends. I love it.
No relatability there for old
You
Devontae.
Want to guess his...
Maybe he likes to see the other side.
You want to guess his favorite ice cream flavor?
Pudding.
Vanilla. It's really unbelievable.
I have pegged Devontae wrong.
Right? I mean, that's crazy.
This Devontae Parker got me now.
His favorite Avenger?
You got me even flustered now. I don't know. Superwoman? I don't know. I'm lost, bro. I don't know.
That's Spider-Man.
Hey,
is Spider-Man even an Avenger?
I don't think so.
I mean, they kind of made him one.
I think Avenger? He kind of is now. Yeah.
No.
They kind of made him one the last couple of movies. Remember, he was on call. He was on call.
I just watched Avengers. Flash, Hulk.
He's like Dr. Chuck. He's on call.
Bringing the spider? Nah, we good. We got
we're good.
We got this villain.
Yeah, but that's why I love these Q&As. I love this. Devontae Parker. Favorite candy?
Pudding.
Gummy bears.
I ride with them.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Like me some gummies.
What superpower would you want?
Invincibility.
Invincibility or invisibility?
Invincibility.
Invincibility? Yeah. Is that a superpower? Invincibility?
Never get hurt.
But is that a superpower?
Hell yeah, that's a superpower. Hulk is invincible.
Is he?
Every time you hit him, he gets stronger. You shoot him in the chest, his chest gets bigger.
They turned him into a carnival clown during that movie.
Now listen, you give me Thanos with that damn glove, all bets are off. But I like the Hulk. Remember when them big-ass dogs were biting his arm? He was breaking their jaw.
This is fun. What was I asking? Oh, he wanted super speed.
Yeah.
Super speed. They asked him, cake or pie?
Pie. For sure, pie.
That's cake.
Man. Ride with both of them.
You are wrong, man. That's funny. Isn't that stuff interesting? Do you find that interesting?
I do. I think you swung me on this.
That's the more interesting stuff that I don't care what he thinks. Like, who's the DB that gives you the shakes? Like, that stuff is fascinating to me.
His favorite movie of all time. I mean, this one triggered me.
This one will never be answered by anybody on the planet, right?
Ever.
No one has ever answered Spider-Man 3 as your favorite all-time movie. I mean, it's
the worst Spider-Man out of all every
which,
Spider-Man
which,
ever
now,
made.
Which one is it?
It's the one where Tobey Maguire's like gets out. He's Venom. He gets out of like a store. He changes into all black attire. He's like spinning. snapping at girls on the street. You don't remember that scene?
Hollering at girls or snapping on them?
He's like hollering at them, but like snapping at them. You don't remember that scene? It's the most cringeworthy scene ever.
Is he, Tobey Maguire was a good Spider-Man though, wasn't he?
One was amazing. Two was good. Three, dreadful.
I didn't follow the Spider-Man. Because the new Spider-Man is good. The young kid.
Yeah.
U-verse or something? Spider-Man U-verse?
Well, no. That was the cartoon.
Homecoming, right?
Which was interesting.
Was it
Homecoming? That was good.
Yeah, I don't follow Spider-Man.
That's some interesting stuff from Devontae, though.
It's a dynamic of this show is that where I come on talking about Cover 3, and you're like, hey, bro, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah.
And you're starting to swing me on
We were talking yesterday with Adam Beasley about the Dolphins. Then I was like, you ever seen The Office?
Yes,
I just got bored of it. And then I was like, you know what? I want to talk about Robert California, a great character on the Office.
And I kind of like it. I kind of like when you go off path.
That's some interesting stuff, though, from Devontae. It's even more interesting looking at a transcription of it from Solana.
Like, Solana.
Yeah, like it's a court document. Sir, did you say your favorite Ninja Turtle was Raphael? Which he did, by the way. I don't know the...
Raphael got an edge.
Does he?
Yeah, he seems more like a Donatello type guy.
If you weren't playing football, what sport would you play?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Favorite midnight snack?
Pie. You can't ask me. I don't know the answers. I'm just answering.
Frosted Flakes.
He gonna put that milk on his stomach before bed?
Nah, that's a strong midnight
snack. You put milk on your stomach before bed?
Cereal.
Listen, when I was Devontae's age, yes, I could no longer eat cereal. I'm pushing 50.
Bro, you put that milk on and it's gonna sour in your stomach while you lay down. That's guaranteed IBS.
All right, let's get headlines here before we get sidetracked like we didn't get sidetracked for 15 minutes. Let's get headlines
this
with Alejandro Solano.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSF. FSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Do I have a cough button in here? Because I really have to cough.
Nah, it hasn't been installed yet.
You're starting to use the cough button now after 5 years? You've been for years.
We got some basketball tonight. Miami Ooh. Heat back on the hardwood. They'll face the Phoenix Suns. That's at 9 p.m. on 790 The Ticket.
Yes.
As for the Heat's injury report, for tonight's game, Derrick Jones Jr., airplane mode. He's questionable with a left groin strain and no mention of Deion Waiters on said injury report.
Will Manso is going to join us next. We can talk some Heat with him.
Florida Panthers are back on the ice tonight. It's been a while. It's been since, I think, Sunday or Saturday night since the Panthers have been off the ice. They'll host the Washington Capitals 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center. That game will be live on our sister station, WQAM.
Very excited for some Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers are good. I don't know if people are sleeping on them, and they have been off a long time, but they're good. So hopefully they can keep that up.
Thursday night football, it's the Chargers, 4-5. They march into Oakland to face the Raiders, who are 4-4. The Raiders are +1.5 at home.
All right.
And yesterday, before playing Virginia, Carmelo Anthony gave a speech to Syracuse's basketball team to get them pumped up before the big game. The Orangemen lost 48-34.
Think about Carmelo's speech.
Well, I remember. I mean, we had Michael Irvin on a couple days ago, but Michael Irvin, I mean, years ago gave a great. I mean, he's given a million great speeches to the Hurricanes over the last 19 years. And let's think about what's happened over the last 19 years.
True.
Yeah, I mean, a great speech is a great speech, but yeah, you got to go out there and perform. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, I'll skip over the Antonio Brown stuff because we already kind of covered it. The Miami Hurricanes released their 2020 baseball schedule today. As usual, they'll open versus Rutgers with a 3-game series. That's February 14th. Mark Light Field, get ready for your Mark Light milkshakes.
I first of all, they're Mark Light shakes. You don't say milkshakes. And then you said, as usual, they open against Rutgers. They open every year against Rutgers?
Since I can remember, they've opened every year against Rutgers.
I had no idea.
I don't know.
Do you think he just said as usual, or is it?
How much you want to bet?
Well, I don't.
We can research this, Solana.
Let's bet now.
How much, they open every year against Rutgers?
But how long is as usual in your mind?
I went to an opening series Rutgers game. I know because I met A-Rod. that game. It was a Saturday game. That was in like 2009. So, I mean, I'm saying for at least maybe 8 to 10 years, they've opened against Rutgers.
Or they just
year.
Opened that 1 year.
How much do you want to bet?
Bet $100.
$100 right now, Papa.
That they open against Rutgers.
Every year.
Every year. How far back?
I'm saying maybe since like 2010. Let's do it.
So you're saying for at least a decade.
$100.
The University of Miami baseball team. I'll text Joe Zagacki. I'll text him right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to win me some money here, boy.
Let's wait. Okay. Am I going to win? Am I going to win 200 here? Two Hyundais?
Two Hyundais?
That's not slang. No one's called $100 a Hyundai.
Everybody
before.
Says that.
Hyundai?
You know what?
Like the vehicle?
I'm just calling Joe.
I'm trying to look this up, man. Give me some time.
I'm just calling him. Can you hear him ringing?
Yeah.
It'd be great if he was listening.
Like usual. Hell out of here.
I don't know why I'm fixated on that.
Because I think he's lying.
Hey, it's Hawk. We're on the air right now. You're not, but I'm calling you on my cell phone. Does UM baseball open against Rutgers every season?
Well, they have for about the last 10 years.
Oh! Wow, okay. Look at that. All right. Thank you. All right, I got to get back to the show, Joe.
I owe him $100.
That's going to change, though. But it has been for the last 10 years? All right.
I can hear
all right.
Joe talking.
Thank you, Joe.
I don't
wow.
know.
What's Look at that. Okay,
I'm
no,
on,
no. You got to give it to Solana. No, you got to give it to Solana.
I can't give it to Solana.
You have
I'm
to.
On the, I'm on the website. 2004.
I just talked to Joe Zagacki.
2020, 19, 18, 17, 16, right? Rutgers. He's 100% right. Rutgers, started thing. 2014. I just clicked on it. 2014, opening game was versus Maine. Maine, FAU, Florida. Give me $100, 2014. Look it up. Thank you so much. I got me some bread.
Yeah, you got to give him the Hyundai.
I think I win. It's
you
a Hyundai. Hyundai.
You I'm looking at it.
But we heard from Joe Z.
You don't give a damn what Joe says, and I'm telling.
I got to side with Joe Z. I'm sorry.
Bro, over the internet? Joe Z is over the internet?
Yes.
Get the hell out of here. Yes. I love Joe, too. We're neighbors, but don't go to hell on this one.
I got to side with Joe's gack in this one. All right, you got anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, finally, doctors found an 8-inch screwdriver in the rectum of a Miami man complaining of abdominal pain.
Rectum? He barely knew him.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.